With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana's Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices may be on the chopping block. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The legislation brought by Republican Representative Derek Skies from Kalispell got its first hearing Friday morning.
This office has been corrupted. We need to find a new way to uphold our constitutional oath to ensure the purity of the electoral process and make sure that we are held accountable to a higher standard.
Ski says the authority of the state's top political cop in charge of enforcing campaign practices and disclosure information should be broken up and given to the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. Ski says by doing this, it would bring more accountability to a system that oversees fairness of Montana's elections. Skies was the only person to testify in support of his bill. However, several Republicans in the hearing expressed frustration over what was called public perception of partisanship within the Commissioner of Political Practices office. Under current law, commissioners are nominated by the governor from a group of applicants selected by a group of bipartisan legislative leaders. The governor's nominee must then be confirmed by the Senate. Current Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says his office does not consider political party when looking at a campaign or ethics complaint. He testified against the bill.
I think it's so important for the people of Montana that they do have a person that isn't Republican, isn't Democrat, that is able to have a role in the fairness of elections, and that is what the current commissioner's office is able to do.
Evan Barrett, recent history professor at Montana Tech and former staffer for Democratic Governor Brian Switzer, also testified against the bill. He says he was part of the commission that wrote the law creating the Commissioner of Political Practices in 1975. He says handing over the job to elected officials would be a bad idea.
Regardless of who holds these elected offices, if you don't get the reality, you get at least the image, the perception of the fox in the hen house. And regretfully, when you hold a partisan office, consideration of partisan issues becomes almost baked into the cake.
According to the Associated Press, the Secretary of State and Attorney General, which are both elected officials, would be subject to the laws they would oversee if this bill passed. The Judiciary Committee didn't vote on the bill today, but will likely do so in the coming weeks. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.